People used to roam around the Plaza Hotel in Midtown Manhattan. It was free. You walked in, maybe with your child who read Eloise, the children's story about a young girl living at the plaza. It was impressive, maybe not to stay in, but you knew of its rich history, one of America's most celebrated hotels. It opened its doors back in 1907. It's where Alfred Hitchcock's North by Northwest was filmed. So whatever happened to the plaza? Luxury condo conversions, that's what happened. In 2005, the plaza converted 518 of its rooms to luxury condos. 638 full-time union jobs were lost, and the trend to convert hotels into luxury condos is gaining strength.
I always believed New York to be the place where hardworking men and women can come and raise family and make a living.
Ebba Mariscal held a job as a hotel worker for 14 years. When owners of the hotel decided to convert to luxury condos, she lost her job. Since then, she hasn't been able to find full-time employment and may have to leave the city.
Even though I already lost my job as a result of condominium conversion, I am here ready because I hope that it is not too late to save the job for my neighbors and for the New Yorkers across the city.
The New York City Council's Committee on Housing and Buildings convened on Wednesday. They discussed a new bill, Intro 592. Its aim is to preserve hotels in the city, to keep union jobs which pay a livable wage with benefits in the city, and to stem the tide of hotel conversions into luxury condos. That's what's changing the landscape of the city, according to Councilmember Corey Johnson. He says luxury condo conversions not only put the tourism industry and places for business travelers to stay in jeopardy, but luxury conversions are putting businesses which rely on tourism at risk. Johnson says plans to take out some of the city's oldest hotels, plans for conversions, are accelerating.
There have been recent reports that four full-service union hotel properties, the Ritz-Carlton Battery Park City, the W Downtown, the Helmsley Park Lane, and the Waldorf Astoria, will likely go through substantial condominium conversions. While some of the immediate plans are currently calling for a partial conversion, full conversion of all four properties would result in the loss of 1,852 union jobs, doubling the amount of jobs lost to conversions since 2003.
According to Johnson, this is not mere speculation.
The new owner of the Waldorf Astoria has flatly claimed that a large portion of the hotel will be converted into luxury apartments. Right now, the Waldorf has 1,235 rooms and employs over 1,250 union members. If even one quarter of these rooms are converted, we are talking about hundreds of jobs lost. The Ritz-Carlton Battery Park City may convert completely into high-end condominiums, which would take away 298 hotel rooms and over 250 union jobs with it.
And small budget hotels popping up around the city, which pay workers poverty wages, are no substitute for New York City's great hotels. Josh Gold is political director of the Hotel Trades Council.
The rooms that are being lost are in full-service hotels, primarily in Midtown Manhattan, but across Manhattan. And the rooms that are being gained in the city are in small budget hotels, unfortunately located in industrial manufacturing zones that provide low-wage or minimum-wage jobs and much less jobs per room than the hotels that are being converted in areas that are more attractive to luxury developers.
Gold says property owners rarely inhabit their palatial apartments. They are less likely to contribute to the local economy than hotel visitors that stay in vastly smaller rooms. And in terms of jobs, according to the Partnership for New York, New York City lost over 100,000 middle-income jobs since 2008. These were replaced by jobs which pay less than $35,000 a year. The new bill seeks to save the hotel jobs the city now has. And as for hotel owners, it would allow them to appeal to a review board if they seek any exemption to the law. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.